Welcome to 100 at 100, Research for Our Next Century, a series of programs outlining research on our campus to celebrate the 100th birthday of the University of Texas at El Paso. Today we're talking with Professor Nathan Ashby. He's from the Department of Economics in the School of Business. And Nathan, welcome.
Thank you for having me. I'm glad to be part of this.
What do you do for research in economics? It seems to be such a big field.
Yeah,
what do you specialize in?
It's a very big field, and my research is very eclectic, all over the place. Most recently, however, a lot of my research has dealt with the study of organized crime, violent crime, depending on how you look at it, in Mexico in particular, on foreign direct investment into the Mexican states. So a colleague of mine, he's actually in the managed department, his name's Miguel Ramos, have had a couple papers published, and we're currently working on some other papers which have looked at the impact of crime on foreign direct investment. That is, firms that want to build factories and invest in Mexico to carry out business.
So, and, for example, if Fiat wanted to create a factory down there, how are they deterred by crime? And if, say, Volkswagen or Saab from a different society, how they would differently view the crime.
Right,
the
exactly. Right. And we try and see how do they react. And interestingly, surprisingly to us, we haven't found a significant overall negative effect, which kind of surprised us. However, we kind of look at some interaction effects to see are there particular characteristics of the countries that are investing. We have country-specific data that determine whether or not countries are more or less willing to invest. And one of our papers, which was published in Journal of International Management last year, found that countries that have higher levels of organized crime in their home country are less deterred. In fact, they may actually be attracted to states with higher homicide rates in Mexico, which shows that maybe they are able to, they're less deterred maybe because they are used to that. Maybe they're even involved with it. We don't have that much data to know, but there is a positive association between crime in the home country and their investment behavior in Mexican states, which we find very interesting.
If you were to talk to your counterpart in those countries that are doing the investment because it's a higher level, would they concur with your result?
You know, I don't know. They might not like it. They would probably favor the argument, well, like that rather than being involved with it, that they know how to circumvent it. They know how to deal with it because that's what they deal with in their home countries. So then we're not as deterred when we hear that the crime level goes up in the state of Chihuahua or Michoacan.
So if you look currently at the rate of investment in Mexico, how has that happened over about the last decade when this violent crime and the cartels have really come to a forefront? They may be relaxing their hold a little bit now, but have you seen a very big decrease and change in investment?
There was a reduction that happened around 2008, but of course that's the same time we had a worldwide recession. So that's one of the very difficult things about dealing with social sciences, right? We don't have controlled experiments, and when two things happen at the same time, it's hard to tease out what's causing what. However, it has picked up pretty much since then and has recovered. And, of course, the crime has also reduced in Mexico in recent years. But the foreign direct investment was improving well before the crime actually reduced. So it's perplexing. However, I mean, Mexico is still attractive for a lot of countries.
So thank you, Nathan Ashby, from the Department of Economics of the School of Business, for being on 100 at 100, Research for Our Next Century, a celebration of the 100th birthday of the University of Texas at El Paso. And my name is Keith Pannell. ¶¶